Simon & Schuster Audio presents Reckless by S.C. Stevens. Read by Rebecca Ross.
Chapter 1. Temporary Bliss. I was stirred from sleep by a hand running up my thigh. Smiling, I stretched my tight limbs and placed my palm over the wandering fingers. The hand was warm and soft and clasped mine, cinching tight. A cool ring of hard metal dug into my skin as he held me in his firm grasp, and I smiled wider, fingering the matching band on the ring finger of my hand. I'd gotten married last night, in the spiritual sense at least. A soul-filled pledge of undying devotion was enough for us right now, and really a formal ceremony and a piece of paper wasn't what made a marriage. It was the feeling bursting apart my chest, the overwhelming sensation that I'd been cleaved in two at birth, and, miraculously, I'd managed to find my other half, and even more miraculously, he felt the same. Soft lips touched my shoulder, and I snuggled further into the body seeking my solace. The sheets wrapped around us were the finest linens I'd ever slept in, but their luxuriousness paled in comparison to the man beside me. With his warm legs tangled around mine, his broad chest flush against my back, and his arms circled over and under me, cradling my body to his, he was far more comfortable than the overpriced bed. Pulling the fingers laced with mine up to my lips, I kissed the promise ring on his left hand. A low chuckle escaped him, then those sensuous lips of his worked their way up my neck. Warm and content, my skin instantly pricked with goosebumps as small bolts of electricity shot right through me. When he got to my ear, he whispered, "Mornin', Mrs. Kyle." My heart was instantly thudding in my chest. I twisted in his embrace until I could see him. Eyes the color of a twilight sky stared back at me, and a small smile curved his mouth as he searched my features. His face was perfect. The angle of his jaw, the slope of his nose, the fullness of his lips. At the moment, I couldn't recall anything quite as beautiful as the man who'd just given me his name. "Good morning, Mr. Kyle." A small giggle of disbelief escaped me, and Kellen's smile...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?